程序的內頁。請陳卓明牧師。
First, I want to wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year.
首先是恭祝大家農曆新年快樂。
And pray for God's blessing upon you in this new year.
盼望主的恩典是臨到你們當中。
A little over 40 years ago, this church decided to embark on its first building project.
大概40年前呢，我們教會呢，就開始要建我們現在這個禮堂。
They had been meeting in rented space in the Pine Street Inn, which was a homeless shelter right here on Pine Street.
咁呢，當時候呢，我哋未有呢個禮堂嘅時候呢，我哋係喺隔離呢個 Pine 街嘅嗰個醉貓屋嗰度嚟到聚會㗎。
They were desperate to have their own place.
咁樣呢，當時我哋嘅會眾呢都好希望有自己嘅地方。
And the church was able to obtain the property here at 249 Harrison Avenue.
咁當時候我哋呢笪地249 Harrison 街呢笪地呢，就我哋就買咗啦。
They bought the land for $18,400.
當時係用美金18,400蚊買咗呢笪地。
And even though they were a small congregation of about 150 people, they decided they want to build a building on this land.
當時我們的 會眾的人數是150人，雖然有這麼少，只是這麼少的人數，但是他們決心的就是要在這塊地那裡蓋我們這個禮拜堂。
Many of those 150 people were people who worked in restaurants or sewing factories or students.
咁當時候我哋大部分嘅會眾都係藍領階級嘅，同埋一啲嘅學生。
The church sacrificed and saved over $400,000.
竟然我哋150個會眾，我哋會籌得400,000嚟到起呢個禮拜堂。
And this building was built and completed in 1979.
所以喺1979年，我哋呢個嘅禮堂就落成啦。
It was a bold move by that congregation that has blessed the church and its ministries for many, many years.
所以當時候我們的會眾是一個很勇敢的一步，踏出了之後有這麼多年來到祝福我們的教會。
This sanctuary has been the site of the most worship services in our church.
咁我哋喺呢個禮堂裏面呢，就係大部分我哋嘅崇拜呢都喺度舉行啦。
Many ministries were started in this building.
亦都有好多个事工喺呢个嘅楼宇里边举行。
Many people came to Christ in this building.
有好多人信耶稣。
Many people were baptized here.
有好多人喺度受洗。
Some of you had your weddings here.
好似我咁啦吓，就喺度受洗，喺度结婚。
And so this is the largest worship space that we have and own. In here in Chinatown.
咁所以喺唐人街，我哋擁有嘅物業呢個係我哋最大嘅一個嘅物業。
But the city of Boston recently came to us and asked if we would sell this land to them.
最近市政府向我哋招手，話想要買起我哋呢個嘅樓宇。
As you know, they own the land behind our church.
大家知道我哋嘅教会嘅后边嗰个学校咧，系市政府所拥有嘅。
And if they were able to obtain this land, they would be able to build a new high school on this land, on this block.
当市政府攞埋我哋呢笪地之后咧，佢就会从呢一度去到嗰边咧，就起一个好大嘅高中。
And so over the next few months, we have to give an answer back to the city.
所以在未来的几个月，我们就要做一个决定，来到去回应市政府收购的行动。
And we'll be having different town meetings where you'll be able to learn some of the details of the offer.
那我们会举行很多不同的咨询会，来到收集大家的意见，也都 求主来到带领我们走前面的路。
And if we were to sell the land, what are some of the potential plans that we would have for the future?
当我们卖了这个楼宇的礼堂的时候，我们以后那个计划是有什么的选择。
And so if you are a member of this church, you will be asked to vote on whether to sell the land or not.
如果各位是环保道会的会友的话，我们会当会有一次的公投，就要投票来去决定售卖这个礼堂。
And so this is a very important decision for our church.
这个是对我们教会一个非常重要的一个决定。
The ramifications of the decision will affect us for the next 40 to 50 years.
我哋呢个决定将会影响我哋教会未来四五十年嘅方向。
So as a church and as Christians, we ask a further question.
当我哋作为教会、作为信徒，我哋会再问一个问题。
Is this God's will to sell this land?
售卖我哋呢个礼堂系唔系神嘅意思？
Because we recognize it's not just a financial decision for our church.
我哋知道呢个唔系一个财政方面嘅一个决定。
It's a financial decision.
唔系单止系一个财务方面嘅。
And so, we ask the same question about whether it is God's will in many times in our own lives.
就其实咧，就系我哋喺我哋自己嘅人生里边都问过，不时不问过，究竟呢个系咪神嘅心意咧？
Some of us have asked, when should I retire?
有人问我几时应该要退休？
Some of you might be seeking a new job.
或者系几时应该转工？
You might be asking, should I move closer to my children?
我应唔应该搬得近啲我啲仔女？
And so there are lots of questions where we're seeking God's will.
所以其实我哋人生上面有好多个问题，我哋都喺度寻求神嗰个心意嘅。
And the decision for the church is obviously a larger decision because it affects more people.
但系喺教会里边做一个嘅决定，唔系个人嘅决定，系一个集体嘅一个决定。
You might say it's a large family decision.
就好似我哋教会一个大家庭里边家庭嘅一个嘅决定。
And we need to understand how does God lead us? How does He guide us?
咁你就会问啦，究竟神啊点样带领我哋噶
？So this morning I want to look at a passage that will help us to understand.How does God lead?
所以我哋去到经文里边，今日嘅经文就去睇一睇，究竟神啊点样去带领佢嘅子民嘅咧
？And I want to share with you 9 different points that I receive from looking at this passage.
今日嘅经文里边咧，就总共我哋睇到有九大嘅原则，神点样带领佢嘅子民
？And I didn't want you to be copying notes. It's already.printed in your bulletin.
咁呢个九大嘅原则呢就已经系刊登喺程序单嘅内页里面嘅讲道大纲。
To concentrate more on listening and reflecting on these principles.
所以希望大家呢当我听呢堂道嘅时候能够多啲嘅喺心里面内心一个嘅反省。
And see how these principles can guide the church decision about selling the land as well as perhaps your own decisions in your own life.
反省一下，究竟我哋要做出呢个决定，售唔售买呢个卖唔卖呢个嘅礼堂嘅时候，同埋加上以后我哋自己喺人生里边一啲嘅决定，都可以用呢个九个嘅原则嚟到应用。
So we'll be looking at different verses in Exodus chapter 13 and 14.
咁今日我哋睇嘅经文会系喺出埃及记第十三章同第十四章有几处嘅经文同大家分享。
So the larger context is God had told Moses that from him he will form a great nation.
咁首先就系知道神咧应许咗以色列人咧，就系佢哋会成为大国。
And that he would give this nation its own land, the promised land.
咁咧神咧亦都会俾以色列人一个应许之地。
But Abraham's great grandson was sold into slavery into Egypt.
咁咧，亚伯拉罕嗰个嘅曾孙咧，就约瑟咧，就被卖到埃及。
But there he rose up to be prime minister in Egypt.
约瑟咧后嚟咧就一路成为咗埃及嘅宰相。
He was able to move his whole family to Egypt to avoid a famine.
咁约瑟咧就将佢成个家庭咧就搬到去埃及嚟到去避咗一次嘅饥荒。
But 400 years later, Joseph's influence was forgotten.
咁但已经过咗四百年啦，约瑟嗰个嘅影响力已经冇晒啦。
And the Hebrew people were enslaved by the Egyptians.
咁咧，以色列人喺埃及地成为咗奴隶。
But God raised up Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
神就兴起摩西带领以色列民离开埃及。
And so this passage we pick up this story. In this chapter, as the Hebrew people were leaving Egypt,
so today's scripture is the one that we just talked about. It is that the Israelites had left Egypt.
So the first principle is that God does lead, and He leads step by step.
The first principle is that God does lead, and He leads step by step.
We can see this in verse 17.
咁咧就喺十三章嘅第十七节嗰度睇到啦。
It says that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines。
咁呢句话咧，啊神咧就系冇带领佢哋喺腓力士地嘅道路。
In verse 18, but God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea。
反而咧就系神咧带领咗百姓绕道而行，走去红海嘅旷野地。
So God was actively leading His people。
神是不断的主动的来到去带领他的子民。
He cares about his people.
因为他关心他的子民。
We know in Psalm 23, the psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd.
在诗篇第23篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
And so, David recognizes that we are the sheep.
就当时候大卫写诗的时候就说到我们是神的羊。
And the job of the shepherd is to lead his sheep.
那个的牧人就是要带领他的羊群。
In Psalm 23, he says, he leads me besides the still waters.
继续讲第诗篇第23篇说领我在可安歇的水边。
It says he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
亦都有讲到话引导我走义路。
But not only does God lead us, but he also leads us generally step by step.
每次神带领嘅时候都系一步一步嘅带领。
God doesn't necessarily give us the whole plan.
神从来唔会话晒俾你听成套嘅计划。
He does not necessarily give us the total picture.
亦都唔会俾你睇到全个嘅图画。
But he allows us to see what we need to do next.
但系佢一定会话俾我哋听下一步应该点样行。
In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
诗篇亦都有咁讲，佢嘅话系我哋脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光。
The psalmist is writing about God's word.
呢个就系诗篇有讲到神嘅话语。
God uses His word to lead us and guide us.
神就系用佢嘅话语嚟到去一步一步嘅带领住我。
So he says that the word of God is like a lamp to us.
咁咧就有讲到话神嘅话语就好似一个嘅一个嘅前面嘅光。
Now you know in those days they didn't have street lights.
咁咧当时候咧就冇街灯嘅。
They just carried lanterns.
一啲灯笼咁样嚟到去照。
That maybe had a candle inside.
可能系灯笼里边有一支蜡烛啦。
And so as you walk around in the dark, you can just see the next step.
咁样咧，你行嘅时候咧，你净系可以睇得到下一步嗰条路。
They didn't have headlights like we do today in cars.
而家就唔好似而家啲汽车嗰啲大光灯咁啦。
You can see far down the road.
而家咧就可以即系离好远都可以睇到。
You can only see the next step.
但系当时候你只能够系见到下一步点样行。
And so, don't expect necessarily that God will give you the big picture of what He's going to be doing.
所以唔好期望神会话晒俾你听佢整套嘅计划俾你。
But He will show you the next step.
但系佢一定会话俾你听下一步点样行。
God did not tell me many years ago that I would become senior pastor of this church.
好多年前，神冇话俾我听，我以后原来会成为咗呢间教会嘅主任牧师。
If He told me that many years ago, I would not have believed Him.
咁咧就好多年前，就算神话俾我听。我都唔会相信。
I would have argued with him like Moses.
我就会同神嚟到去争拗。
But God led me step by step.
但系神一步一步咁多年以嚟，一步一步带领住我。
And so God said, "Are you willing to go to seminary to learn more about the Bible?"
神当时问我，我愿唔愿意去神学院嚟到去进修。
And I said, "Okay, I can do that."
咁所以我就于是乎可以啊，我就去咗神学院读啦。
And then God said, "Would you be willing to be?" Assistant to the pastor in this church.
咁到跟住下一步就问我，神问我愿唔愿意成为呢间教会嘅牧师嘅助理。
And most of that job was being a secretary and a janitor.
咁当时候其实系打杂同埋做秘书嘅啫。
So I said I could do that.
咁咧我翻到嚟话好啊，冇问题啊，我都可以做到。
And so God was leading me step by step.
咁咧神一步一步嘅嚟到去带领我嘅侍奉。
God led me to be associate pastor under Pastor Fung.
然之后我成为咗牧师喺冯亚国牧师嘅底下嚟到去侍奉。
And I was able to learn under him for over 20 years.
我喺冯牧师嘅带领下有20年嘅侍奉。
And then after he retired.God opened the door for me to become the senior pastor.
当冯亚国牧师退休嘅时候， 我就成为了主任牧师。
He didn't tell me that in the beginning.
最初的时候，神没有话过给我听，我要做主任牧师。
He just led me step by step.
就一步一步地带领我来到这个岗位。
The second principle that we see in this passage is God will not necessarily lead us on the easiest path.
第二个原则就是神不会有需要带我们走最容易或者是最短的路的。
Exodus 13 verse 17, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near.
咁呢就喺第十七节亦都返返去讲啦，就係啦，神呢冇带领佢哋经过腓力士地，虽然呢腓力士地嘅道路呢係近啲嘅。
So where they were in Egypt, the direction to the promised land was basically northeast.
咁咧就当佢哋喺埃及要离开嘅时候咧，最近去到应许之地咧，应该系向东北边走。
But if they went that way, they would have to go through the land of the Philistines.
咁咧，如果佢哋由埃及向东北边走咧，就会经过腓力士人嘅地界啦。
And even though that was the quickest way, it was also filled with potential danger.
但系虽然嗰段路系应该系最短嘅路程，但系咧好非常之危险嘅。
And so God led them in a different direction.
所以神冇叫神就带领佢哋去另外一个方向走。
He led them more to the south.
佢哋神一路带领向南走。
And so because God knows what's best for us.
因为当时候神知道乜嘢系对佢哋最好，亦都知道对我哋最好。
He doesn't lead us in the way that is easy or quick.
神未必系需要带领我哋走最短嘅路或者最容易嘅路。
If you drive a car, you know that one of the modern inventions these days is called the GPS.
现在我们驾车呢很多都用这个卫星导航系统 GPS.
It's a device that guides the driver to know how to get to a certain place.
那这个导航系统就会带你去你那个目的地。
It's almost like having a person next to you to tell you which way to drive.
就好像一个识路的人来告诉你要怎样去到目的地。
And I remember when I was driving to New York.
咁有一次咧，我就要揸去紐約。
And I've been to New York many times.
咁我去過紐約好多個次啦。
So I know the way.
我都知道點樣去啦。
But I figured out use the GPS.
咁於是乎我就打開咗呢個衛星導航啦。
Well, halfway through the journey, it said to take this detour.
咁咧就去到一半路嘅時候咧，那個衛星導航咧就叫我去行另外一條路。
And I was thinking to myself, why is it asking me to take this detour?
咁佢就好奇怪，点解卫星导航叫我去行另外一条路咧
？The road that I'm on is the fastest.
因为我而家行紧呢条路，应该系最快可以去到纽约嘅。
But I submitted to the GPS.
咁咧，当时候我就听嗰个卫星导航噶啦。
And I went this detour way, which I thought is slower.
咁咧就於是乎就改咗道啦。咁咧佢就認為咧，喺嗰條路咧又會慢啲噶啦。
Well, I realized later on that the road that I was on originally, there was a big accident down the road.
原來咧佢本來想行嗰條路咧，前邊咧係有個交通意外。
And the GPS was telling me to avoid that big traffic jam.
咁咧衛星導航咧就叫佢用另外一條路嚟避過咗嗰個交通意外啦。
And even though it was seemingly longer, it was much better than staying on the original road.
咁咧，虽然咧改咗道之后咧，嗰条路系走远咗，但系咧就避过咗前边嘅塞车啦。
And so God works that way.
咁咧，神就系咁样嚟到去。
Because He knows what's down the road.
神知道条路下边有啲乜嘢。
And so He sometimes wants us to avoid certain things, and so He will tell us to go on what we think to be a detour.
咁咧，神咧，所以有阵时叫我哋去改道。而即系我哋会觉得咧，改道咧系行慢咗嘅，行远咗嘅。
Now we've been thinking about expansion in our church since 1980s.
嗱，由1980年开始咧，其实我哋教会咧已经系开始谂紧点样去扩堂噶。
And the good thing is that we've been thinking about expansion because our church had been growing in number.
因为由嗰个年代开始，一路咧，我哋嘅会众咧就越嚟越增多啦。
This building was no longer adequate for our church.
咁我哋嘅礼堂咧已经系唔能够容纳我哋咁多嘅会众。
And so we actually did a lot of extensive renovation to the building on that side.
咁樣呢就其實我哋起呢個禮堂嘅時候呢出面嗰啲地方呢係未曾起嘅，未曾裝修嘅，於是乎我哋就加建咗二樓囉。
And that wasn't enough, so we had to buy the building across the street, 237 Harrison Avenue.
就算我哋喺裏面加建咗之後都唔夠呢，於是乎我哋就喺隔離呢二三室樓宇呢亦都購買埋㗎。
And we thought about expanding this sanctuary.
咁咧，亦都系谂过咧，我哋向后边有笪地咧，就可以咧将呢个礼堂再扩阔啲嘅。
But to really make it worthwhile, we had to get more land behind the church, which was owned by the city.
如果要咁样扩嘅话咧，我哋就需要后边咧，当时候系一笪空地嚟嘅。我哋曾经有叫个市政府卖嗰笪空地俾我哋嘅。
But the city said, no, we can't sell you any more land.
咁咧，市政府系拒绝咗我哋嘅要求。市政府话我哋，佢系唔会再卖地俾我哋嘅。
But the best we can do is allow you to swap land to get some land about equal size on the other side end of the block.
咁咧就市政府当时候咧就企得好硬咧，就净系话，除非我哋就咁样换地啦，将我哋呢一笪原有嘅地换过去后边本来嗰笪空地嘅。
This would allow us to continue to worship here until the new building would be built on the other end of the block.
咁当时候嘅计划咧就话叫我哋咧可以继续喺度嚟到去崇拜啦，然之后咧喺后边嗰笪空地咧就起一个新嘅礼拜堂，以至到我哋可以搬过去嘅。
But even as we pursued that agreement with one part of the city, another part of the city said, oh, we want to put some temporary classrooms on that land.
咁就係喺我哋同市政府喺度協商嘅時候呢，政府有另外一個部門呢就嚟到見到呢笪空地呢就走嚟呢就起咗而家呢個嘅臨時嘅課室。
And they said, oh, those classrooms will be gone in a few years.
咁呢係好多好多年前呢已經同我哋講呢，就係當佢起嘅時候就話呢啲課室呢係用幾年嘅啫。
As we know, it's still there after many years.
已经是有十几年的时间呢，那些课室仍然在这里。
So, we were very frustrated.
咁我哋即係我哋真係好无奈啦。
We're wondering why doesn't God provide for us?
点解神冇供应我哋喺唐人街有地呢？
This is taking so much longer.
点解呢条路要走得咁远呢？
But a few years ago, the South Cole Manor building became available.
咁幾年前呢就中華頤養院呢就要搬去昆士市，所以呢佢哋個樓宇就要買。
And we were able to buy that building,
我哋就可以去買嗰個樓宇啦。
And it gives us actually much more land than this land here.
咁呢就喺嗰邊120索密街嗰笪地呢係大過我哋而家249呢笪地好多嘅。
So even though we were in a hurry, God was not in a hurry.
虽然我哋好似好赶好急咁样，但系神从来都唔会去同我哋急。
He had certain lessons for us to learn.
佢有好多嘅功课要我哋学习。
Even though we were focused on a building, God was focused on building us up.
虽然我哋系想好想兴建一个楼宇，但系神更加想嘅就系嚟到去建立我哋嘅属灵嘅生命。
Even though we were focused on the final product,God was focused on the process.
我哋会睇得到我哋可唔可以起到楼，但系神又要睇到成个嘅过程点样去建立我哋。
The third principle that we see in this passage is that God leads us in a way that shows His intimate knowledge of us.
喺第三个嘅原则就系话神嘅引领咧系表明咗佢对我哋咧系有深入嘅认识嘅。
In verse 17 and 18, it says, For God said, Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt, but God led the people around by way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea.
因为呢神呢话恐怕百姓遇见打仗就后悔就会回到埃及去，所以呢神就引领了百姓呢绕道而行走到红海的旷野路。
So, God was leading the people instead of north directly to the promised land, He was leading them to the south.
神呢冇带领以色列民向北边进入应许之地，反而呢带领佢哋向南去走去红海嘅旷野。
And if they were to go north, God recognized that they would encounter the Philistines.
因为如果佢哋向北行嘅话呢，佢哋会一定会遇上腓力士人。
And the Hebrew people were slaves.
咁呢 当时候以色列人呢其实是奴隶来的。
They were not trained soldiers.
他们不是一些受过训练的战士。
And not only that, they were people that lack courage and lack faith.
当时候那班以色列民呢是没有勇气啦也都是没有这个信心的。
And so he led them in a more southerly direction.
于是神呢就带领以色列民向南行。
Because God knew his people.
因为神认识他的子民。
Now, many of us know that one of the options that as we were running out of space in Chinatown, one of the things that we did was buy the Newton campus.
或者大家都知道，当时候我哋喺牛顿堂要嗰个有机会去购买嘅时候咧，我哋系买咗呢个牛顿堂嘅堂址。
That happened in 2003.
呢个系2003年嘅时候。
And people looked at that building.
咁我哋睇到牛顿堂当时候嗰个嘅建筑物。
And they said this is a very solid building.
咁咧就话一间，虽然佢间教堂嗰阵时个就好旧噶啦，但系咧就仲系好坚固。
And not only that, it was cheap.
咁咧仲系好鬼死抵买。
And so we made a very quick decision to buy that building.
咁所以咧，当佢一出价嘅时候，我哋就即刻就买咗啦。
And we didn't have to pray very much.
我哋当时都冇乜点样嘅祈祷啊，寻求神心意啊。
We didn't have to sacrifice and raise a lot of money.
我哋都唔使点样话要筹款啊，点样？因为真系好抵买。
Because it was an easy decision.
因为系一个好容易嘅一个嘅决定。
But expanding in Chinatown has been very different.
但系喺唐人街嚟到去扩堂，实在好困难。
Because maybe God knows us so well.
因为可能神知得到我们的心是太了解我们了。
Maybe he knows we're just dependent upon the resources that we have.
咁呢就神知得到呢我们呢就有惯性就是说呢我们会看着盘数。
Maybe he knows that we don't pray that much.
亦都神知得到我们的教会是没什么怎样祈祷的教会。
Maybe he realizes we have little faith.
亦都知得到我哋系冇乜信心嘅一班嘅会众。
And so he's taken us on a much longer journey here in Chinatown.
所以喺唐人街嘅发展，我哋要走更远嘅路。
Because he knows our weaknesses and he wants to develop us.
因为神知得到我哋嘅弱点，佢想建立我哋。
Fourth principle is God sometimes leads in a clear supernatural way, but always involves staying close to God.
咁咧就第四个嘅原则咧就系神咧会用超自然嘅方法引领，但系咧非常之清晰嘅一个嘅方法。
So God used a pillar cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night。
咁当时候以色列民神点样带领咧就系日头嘅时候有一个云柱喺佢前边，夜晚嘅时候有一个火柱喺佢前边。
And so it was easy for the Hebrew people to go where God wanted them to go.
所以以色列民好容易就能够跟住神嘅指示。
It is just follow that cloud.
咁咧就跟住嗰个云柱咁就得噶啦。
Now that's a very supernatural way of leading.
这个呢就是非常之超自然的一种的带领。
And sometimes God does it that way.
有时候神会这样用超自然的方法来引领。
But probably most of the time he does not.
但是大部分时间我们都不会遇见这个超自然的这个现象。
I have never heard an audible voice of God telling me to do certain things.
那我作为主要牧师都未曾听到在天上面有把声音跟我讲说陈卓明你要怎样做。
But God tells us thatleads us through His Word and through His Holy Spirit.
但神就是透过祂在圣经上面的话语，透过在我们里面的圣灵来带领我们。
God gives us wisdom if we ask for it to make good decisions.
神会赐给我们有智慧来到去做决定。
And so wisdom has told us that, oh, our facilities in Chinatown are not adequate.
咁智慧会话俾我哋听，我哋喺唐人街嗰个嘅设施系不足够。
This building built in 1979 was built for a church of about no more than 200.
咁1979年我哋设计呢个嘅礼堂嘅时候咧，系会俾大概200个嘅会众嘅。
But we have 1,000 people here in Chinatown.
但系而家我哋净系华埠嘅堂址都有1,000个会众。
And we have to rent or borrow more space.
我哋每个礼拜都需要去租借或租用或者借用一啲嘅地方。
So on a typical Sunday, we not only use this building, we use four other buildings as well.
咁咧就每个星期日啦，除咗我哋有呢个礼堂之外咧，仲有四个其他嘅地点咧，我哋系租用紧嘅。
And many of those buildings we rent.
有啲系租用嘅，有啲系借用嘅。
And I think many of us know that rent is probably cheaper, but is no long-term stability.
咁咧，大家会知道啊，如果我哋租用地方嘅时候咧，系唔会有一个长远嘅一个嘅稳定噶。
I know many of you bought your own homes.
咁啊，我哋当中有好多都系屋主啦，买屋嘅。
As you were building your family, you recognized it was good to have a stable place to live.
咁咧，当我哋要建立一个家庭嘅时候咧，系需要一个稳定嘅地方。
Well, you rent, for instance, the Quincy Elementary School.
咁咧就好似我哋而家喺度租嘅呢个嘅小学。
And we've been doing it for over 15 years.
咁咧已经租咗有15年嘅时间。
But the agreement is only year by year.
咁但系过去15年咧，我哋都系每一年每一年咁样去续约嘅啫。
And so wisdom tells us maybe we should look for more.Permanent type of facilities.
所以智慧会告诉我们，我们需要一个比较稳定的地方，比较长久的地方。
But the thing that we can learn from this story is that we need to be close to the Lord.
这个在这个云柱火柱这个事情上面，我们学会的就是我们一定要很靠近神。
So if we are to follow the people, the Hebrew people, if they were to follow the pillar cloud, then they need to see it.And they need to follow it.
咁咧就以色列民系需要见到呢个云柱、火柱，然之后愿意去跟住嘅。
Because the pillar cloud also represented God's presence.
因为云柱、火柱就系神同在嘅一个嘅代表。
And so we need to be in God's presence.
我哋需要喺神嘅同在嘅里边。
We do that through reading His Word and through prayer.
我哋系透过读神嘅话语，透过祈祷嚟到去同神嚟嘅同在。
And as we stay close to the Lord, He will lead us and He will guide us.
当我哋亲近神嘅时候，神就会带领住我哋。
The fifth principle is God leads us through His appointed leaders.
第五个原则就系神通常系透过佢所委任嘅领袖嚟到引领我哋嘅。
The first verse in chapter Exodus 14 says, Then the Lord said to Moses,
在第14章第一节讲到话，耶和华晓谕摩西。
So God did not just speak to everyone.
当时候神没有说，每一个人他都会这样跟他讲话的。
He worked through his appointed leader, Moses.
咁呢，神呢，是透过他所拣选的领袖来到说话。
Now, this doesn't mean our leaders are perfect.
但呢就冇话过呢啲领袖都系完美㗎。
That's why it's important for us to pray for our leaders.
所以好紧要我哋作为会众嘅就系为我哋嘅领袖嚟到祈祷。
So our board of elders, our board of deacons, our pastoral staff, they are our highest leaders in our church.
咁系长老会啦執事会啦同埋教牧同工呢就系我哋教会嘅最高嘅领导。
So we need to be praying for God to lead them so that they can lead us.
所以我们要多多的为到长老会、执事会、教牧同工来祈祷，来求神来带领他们。
Now sometimes we may have a different idea from what they are proposing.
有的时候呢我们作为会众的我们其实有些意见呢是跟我们的领导有些不同的。
Well, I think that we can respectfully appeal to them, show them at least a different perspective that we see.
咁咧就绝对系可以咧，系用尊重嘅态度咧嚟到去向我哋嘅领导咧嚟到去反映我哋嘅意见。
And that by praying that God would help everyone to go in the same direction.
咁咧就我嘅祈祷就系话，希望我哋成个会众大家同心嘅嚟到去同一个方向。
I'm going to combine principle 6 and principle 7.
咁咧就第六个原则同埋第七个原则咧就一齐讲啦。
And principle 6 says God leads in a way that may involve risk and danger.
神嘅引领咧可能涉及咗有风险啦，同埋有危险嘅。
And so God leads in a way that will bring glory to Himself.
神嘅引领咧系会带俾佢自己嘅荣耀。
So God led the people instead of directly north to the promised land, he led them south.
回到剛才, 就是神呢, 就沒有帶到以色列人向北行, 反而呢,
but in some sense, God was leading them into a trap.
那么呢, 就如果向南行的时候呢, 就是去入到一个陷阱里面,
because to the north was the Philistines.
那么在北边呢, 有菲利士人啊,
to the south was this barren wilderness.
那么在南部呢, 是一片的旷野,
to the east was the Red Sea.
那么在东边呢, 就是红海,
and to the west was Pharaoh and the Egyptian army.
在西边呢, 就是法老埃及的追兵,
and so God led to a place where they were surrounded.
那么呢, 就神呢, 带领到他们一个这个陷阱呢, 就是四面被包围了。
Sometimes we think that God's will is the safe and easy way.
有时候我们以为呢, 哦, 神的旨意啦, 神的心意啦, 就会带到我们一个最安全的地方。
But here we see that this, the way that God led them involved risk and danger.
但是在这里我们看到, 神竟然带领他的子民去到一个危险的地方。
Back in 2008, we were still waiting for the city to remove the classrooms so we could proceed with the swap.
在2008年的时候呢, 我们教会呢, 其实还在等后面那些课室呢, 就因为市政府说他们会拆的嘛, 那么等来等去都, 等不到的时候啦。
And we were told that it would be good if we raise money so that we can be prepared to build as soon as the city gave us permission.
那么我们就想了，那我们应该开始筹款。 当市政府开始拆那些课室的时候呢, 我们就有钱来到去在那边，即是这个后面那个地来到去建我们的教会了。
So as we are proceeding with plans to raise money, the financial market in the United States crashed.
那么在2008年, 当我们着手筹款运动的时候呢, 就发现美国的经济呢, 突然的崩溃。
The stock market dropped over 50% in 17 months.
在17个月内, 美国的股市, 跌了超过一半。
So our leaders had to decide, should we continue to proceed? We're trying to raise money.
我们一班的领袖在商讨，究竟我们继不继续做这个筹款？
Because we recognize this was a big risk.
因为一个很大的风险，一个经济低迷的时候来筹款。
But we felt God saying, you need to continue to raise money.
我们在神的面前有很坚立的信心，说我们要继续去筹款。
And God allowed us to raise $8 million in the midst of a very bad stock market.
在当年这个经济最低迷的时候, 教会筹得800万。
And so we were amazed that God would, was able to do this.
这个我们都很惊讶, 神容让我们在经济最困难的时候, 竟然会筹到这个款项。
So we had this money that was pledged.
我们手上有这个800万的应献。
But the classrooms are still there.
但是市政府仍然没有落实执行他说要拆后面那些课室。
We were getting frustrated day by day.
我们每日都很沮丧。
Because God allows us to raise the money, but then we couldn't use it.
神容许我们仍然赐下这800万给我们, 但是又不给我们有得地。
But 4 years later, the South Commander decided to move out of Chinatown to Quincy.
再等多四年, 终于这个中华颐养院, 搬去昆西市。
They wanted to sell their land to a Chinatown organization.
那么, 当时中华颐养院就想, 卖他们那块地呢, 是给在唐人街的一个机构, 我们其中一个机构。
So we told them, we're very interested.
于是乎我们教会就说, 我们是唐人街的机构, 我们想买。
And we could tell them, we could pay cash.
我们就跟中华颐养院说, 我们手上有现金可以立刻跟你买。
We don't have to look for a loan.
我们不需要去银行来借贷。
Because we already have $8 million.
因为我们手上已经有800万。
And so God allowed us to be able to buy that land,
所以,
that building.
所以神就在那个机会用了我们这笔钱来买了120所物街。
Now, our leaders weren't so smart that we had this big plan.
我哋嘅教会领袖其实冇咁聪明咧，睇得到哇！四年之后，原来
1204咪教会卖咯。我哋完全
唔会知道中华养院会搬咗去 Queens 嘅噃。
So we see that God was working in a way that brought glory to Himself。
我哋睇得到神嘅工作都系要为着佢自己得着荣耀。
And there was some risk, some danger involved。
系有风险嘅，有危险嘅。
But God helped us through those.
但是神都亦都带领我们经过那些的风险。
Eighth principle is God leads in a way that allows for opposition to his will.
第八个的原则就是神的引领是容许他对他旨意的反对的。
Now, in this story, there were two kinds of opposition.
咁咧喺翻呢个出埃及记呢个嘅故事咧，有两种唔同嘅反对。
The first there was the external opposition.
有一个系外在嘅压力。
And that was Pharaoh and the Egyptian army.
呢个就系法老带住佢嘅追兵，一个外在嘅压力嚟去追赶以色列。
Again, sometimes we think that God's will is something going to be very easy.
咁咧，所以亦都头先讲过啦。神如果就算我哋行喺神嘅旨意里边咧，都未必系一件容易嘅路噶。
But God allows for opposition.
但系神咧系容许有反对佢嘅旨意噶。
And God allowed the Pharaoh and his army to oppose the Hebrew people.
神咧系容许法老带住佢嘅军队嚟到去追赶以色列民。
But there was also internal opposition.
另外一种的反对呢就是在内部的一个反对。
That came from the people themselves.
这个呢就是以色列民自己中间有反对的声音。
Because when the people saw the Egyptian army, they got scared.
咁呢就当以色列民见到那班埃及的追兵的时候呢，他们就怕了。
And they blame Moses and say, why did you lead us out here?
咁佢哋开始指责摩西啦，就闹摩西话点解你要带我哋出埃及呢？
And so, we see that God allows for external as well as internal opposition.
所以神呢係会容许有外嚟嘅压力，亦都有容许喺内部嘅一啲嘅反对嘅声音。
Now, this is not to say that, everyone should just agree to what the leaders say.
这个呢我不是叫大家呢就是说领袖说什么我们就大家就跟着他。
Because, as a church family, we need to share our different ideas and different perspectives.
因为在神的家的里面我们是需要有不同的声音是表达出来的。
Just like in any family, if you want to make a decision that affects everyone, you, sometimes have different perspectives and different opinions.
就好似喺每个家庭嘅里边，当我哋要做一个决定嘅时候咧，会影响到家庭嘅成员咧，就每个家庭成员都应该有机会表达佢嘅意见。
But we need to be careful about judging people's motives.
但系咧就小心咧，就系话当你可以表达意见嘅时候，你千祈唔好去指控人哋嘅动机。
And so I, in the past, people have questioned my love for the church.
曾经有人怀疑我对教会嗰份嘅爱。
Some people have said, "Oh, you're just trying to build a monument for yourself."
有人就话，哦，你咁建堂就可以为你自己个名系嘛，嚟到去建立，好似又纪念佢咁样。
So I learned to be patient and to help these people and pray for them so that we can all see.What God wants us to do.
咁我就用咗好大嘅耐性，用咗好多嘅容忍嚟到去有耐性嘅嚟到去同人哋讲。
But please understand that there can always be external or internal opposition, even as you pursue God's will.
所以就算你系喺度寻求紧神嘅心意，行紧喺神嘅心意里边，亦都会见得到有外嚟嘅压力，同埋有内里边嘅反对声音。
So the last principle is God leads in a way that increases our prayer and faith.
最后一个嘅原则咧，就系神嘅引领咧，系增加我哋嘅祷告同埋增加我哋嘅信心。
So when the Hebrew people saw the Egyptian army coming, they were scared.
咁当啲以色列民见到嗰啲追兵嘅时候咧，佢哋好惊。
And at least their first instinct.Was to cry out to the Lord.
咁咧就佢哋第一个嘅反应就系向神嚟到去呼喊。
We see that in verse 10.
这个呢就是第十节那里有讲。
Now later on they begin blaming Moses and all those, and other things like that.
咁当然之后呢他们就开始指控摩西啦。
And so we need to pray to the Lord as we seek his will.
当我们要寻求神那个的带领的时候我们要多多的向他祈祷。
Now, in this story, we're obviously skipping the big miracle of the parting of the Red Sea.
咁呢就时间关系呢就唔会讲到呢个过红海嗰个嘅嗰个嘅神迹啦。
As you know, the Hebrew people were right up against the Red Sea and they were trapped.
咁呢就大家知道咁个以色列人行到去红海嘅前面咁呢佢哋就被困住啦。
But God parted the Red Sea.
咁神呢就将红海分开。
So the people could walk across.
咁呢就係行过红海啦。
And when the Egyptian army came chasing after them, the waters came crashing
down. 咁呢嗰啲追兵嚟到嘅时候落咗去红海然之后呢个红海就合返埋跟住呢就将所有追兵嚟到去浸死晒。
And, the writer in chapter 14, verse 31 says, Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and his servant Moses.
以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
So what happened was that even though God led them in this longer journey,
所以就算神将他们带去一个走更加远的路
and it was filled with danger and risk,
也都有风险有危险
God was able to show his power and his glory.
神呢也都彰显到他那种的能力和彰显到他的荣耀
so that the people's faith was increased.
所以令到他的子民那个信心大增
and so God is leading us on a journey as well.
神现在就是要带领我们会众行这段的路。
I can't tell you exactly where it will end up.
也没办法告诉你我们到最后的目的地是什么。
But we do know that we can depend upon the Lord to lead us and guide us step by step.
但我们绝对可以依靠神来去一步一步的带领着我们教会。
So again, we'll be having to make a decision as a church in the coming months.
在未来的几个月我们就要需要全教会做一个决定。
And so we encourage you to learn as much as you can through the town meetings.
所以在不同的咨询会大家请出席参与来到去知道整件的事情。
I encourage you to interact with our leadership.
也都跟我们的教会的领袖多多的来到去沟通。
And most importantly, I encourage you to pray.
就更加的鼓励大家为到这件事继续的祈祷。
This is a very important decision for
our church. 这个是一个很重要的一个决定。
And so we need the Lord's guidance.
我们需要神的带领。
We need to pray for our leadership.
我们要为我们教会的领袖祈祷。
We need to pray for ourselves.
也都要为我们自己祈祷。
And so let us continue to trust the Lord.And allow him to lead us into the future.
我们继续的对神有信心，知道他会继续的带领我们。
Let's pray together.
我们低头同心祈祷。
Father, we thank you that you are a God that cares about our individual lives and our church life.
天父，我们感谢你，你是一位神，你关心我们教会，也都关心我们每一位。
Just as you cared for the Hebrew people.
就好像你当年关心以色列民一样。
We pray, Lord, that you will lead us as we face a major decision.
天父，我们向你祈祷，我们在面前要做一个重要的决定。
We pray for our leadership.
我们为到教会的领袖来祈祷。
We pray for our congregation as we make this family decision.
我们为到我们的会众来祈祷，我们在教会里面的大家庭做这个决定。
We pray for discernment of your will.
我们寻求你的心意。
We know that your way is always the best way.
因为你个道路是最美好的。
So help us to discern that.
帮助我们来到去寻求你的心意。
So that your name will be glorified.
以致到你的名是得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.